Module 7, Evaluate the Need. By this time, you have gained a little more knowledge on the many options for a health and wellness program. I hope you are excited by the different ways you can help your employees and company. There are still a few more things that need to be straightened out before starting the design of your health and wellness program. Finding out for sure what the need in your company is will help the future program you implement grow and thrive. In this module, we shall discuss some of the items to add to your to-do list. Review current and previous programs. So the old saying, you don't know where you're going until you know where you've been, is really apropos in this instance. How can you effectively create a new wellness program if you don't know what the former or current program is? If your company has a current or used to have a wellness program, reviewing it is important. At this stage, you want to try to determine what aspects of it were effective, and thusly, what aspects of it were ineffective. It would be a waste of effort to build a new wellness program that is identical to the previous one that failed. If your company doesn't currently have a program, then the task is basically done. Environmental factors. Environmental factors are an important area to investigate when putting together an employee wellness program. Environmental factors basically mean the surroundings your employees work in. I strongly recommend going to the work sites yourself and seeing the areas in person. These problems can range from something as dangerous as a hole in the floor to a light bulb being out. You won't know all of the problems unless you go there and investigate. Ask the employees if there are any hazards that you have not noticed. Those are your eyes and ears. They are there on a daily basis and know the issues. Keep an open mind when reviewing these areas. You don't have to just look for the obvious issues. Take in mind how comfortable the employees are in their workspaces. Here are some out-of-the-box examples you might ask yourself. Are the stairs too slick? Are they dangerous for the employees to use when it rains or snows? This may indicate that part of your program should include putting a surface on the stairs to prevent slips and falls. Is the lighting appropriate? If the lighting is not bright enough, accidents and mistakes can happen. Are the desks at the appropriate height? If the employee is having to hunch over, it could cause back and neck problems for the employee, which will cause them to be absent. Does the work area need to be painted? Having the right color on the walls can boost an employee's mood. Having a common color like light blue or green may reduce stress. Identify common health conditions and procedures. There are more diseases and conditions out there than any one person can count. Some illnesses are genetic, some are environmental or age-related. The ability to identify common health conditions and procedures helps you gauge what types of programs you would want to offer. This is divided into two sections, common health conditions and common procedures. The first is common health conditions, which can be obtained by the diagnosis codes on the health insurance claims. Noticing that a common health condition is in your facility, such as obesity, can help you determine that maybe a weight loss program is necessary. Some of the most common health conditions include arthritis, asthma, cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, diabetes, eating disorders, heart disease, obesity, poor oral health, osteoporosis. The second aspect is identifying common procedures. You will also use the insurance claims to review these statistics. Identifying the common procedures can help you formulate a plan to reduce them. Noticing that the majority of people are having echocardiograms and open heart surgery may indicate that you need to offer programs that focus on heart health. These programs may help you reduce healthcare costs by preventing conditions or managing them before they result in more costly procedures. The CDC reported that in 2010 there were 2.4 million arteriography and angiocardiography procedures, 1.0 million cardiac catheterizations, 719,000 total knee replacements, 332,000 total hip replacements. The basic premise is that you want to identify what your employees would really benefit from. If you have a company of all male employees, you wouldn't want to offer OBGYN visits to your employees. Review company information pertaining to employee health. Another area that will need reviewing is company employee health information. To complete this process, you will need to get access to the employee absenteeism and incident records. So, what are you looking for in this information? When looking at absenteeism, it is important to find out why they were absent from work. Finding out that a large number of people are absent because of having the flu may mean that flu shots would be part of your new wellness program. According to Investopedia, 70 million workdays were missed in 2012 because of the flu. Also, looking at workplace incidents can help you access where the problem areas are in your company. Noticing that a particular department has more back injuries could mean that the policies for lifting aren't being implemented or need to be updated. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2011, there were 538,000 reported on-the-job incidents due to falls, slips, and trips. They also reported 623,000 reported incidents due to overexertion. 182,000 of those were from lifting or lowering. Understanding what your company's issues are for absenteeism and injuries can provide the roadmap to an effective health and wellness program. Case study. Felicia has been put in charge of researching what is needed for creating a new health and wellness plan. The company had a health and wellness plan 5 years ago, but it was discontinued because no one participated in it. She reviews the old health and wellness plan and takes notes on which aspects of the plan were useful and which she needs to avoid. She then visits the job sites to see what environmental factors she needs to consider. She talks to the employees and gets their feedback on what they want and what the hazards are in their daily work routine. Felicia gets with the insurance department to identify what conditions and procedures are more commonly billed. She notices that there is an influx in high blood pressure claims and makes notes on how to reduce that number. Lastly, she gets with her HR department and reviews absences and on-the-job incidents.